Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Starlin. May I please start with your 5-digit zip code?
66067.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Tony Smith.
Was that Tony Smith?
Connie.
I'm sorry, Connie.
It's all right.
One moment, my computer's every time I feel like I should just answer the phone like that. My computer's taking a bit. Okay. Then this won't happen. Okay, can you verify the address for security purposes?
1591 Jackson Road.
All right, thank you. I'm showing that you ordered the Ultra Bar, paying $7.45. November 2nd.
Yeah.
Okay. It does stay in the terms and conditions that we provide on the site that you will also be joining a membership to the Best Consumer Gadgets Club, which is an online web store. Each month that you are enrolled, you will receive a $125 gift card.
No, I don't want that. I did not see that, and my bank called me up for a fraud. And it was declined by my bank, and I don't want it.
Yes, I see that. It is provided in the terms and conditions on the site, but I have no problem canceling you out and providing you with a cancellation code, okay?
All right.
Okay, do you have a pen and a piece of paper close by?
Yes, sir.
Okay, your cancellation code starts with C.
Okay.
2-5-8-2-2-2-9-9-9-9-4-0.
Okay. That was a gift for filling out a questionnaire. Just pay shipping and handling. I didn't see anywhere where it said signing up for anything.
Okay. Yes. Okay, so technically, the Ultra Bar is still free. You only paid the shipping and handling for it. The $49.97 is for the membership, and that's in the terms and conditions. So it does still make it accurate. But as I stated, you were declined, and I agreed. I got you canceled out. But it is in the terms and conditions. So anytime you order anything online, most banks will require you to read the terms and conditions before you submit your credit or your debit card online. When you read the terms and conditions, you also can pinpoint a false website. It would be spell errors in the terms and conditions.
Well, from now on, when I have a question, one of those where you take the questionnaire and they have all these free gifts, I'll just ignore it.
Well, that's the decision that you can make. Or you could just read the terms and conditions. It's up to you.
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem. Again, my name is Starlin. Thank you for contacting customer support. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, bye-bye.